Hi, is this Richard?
It is. Hiya, Murray.
Hi, Richard. Nice of you to take the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
It's the least I can do. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, first of all, the purpose of this interview is to let people know who will be looking at purchasing the new system, Quantum Confidence, to give them an impression as to what previous users of TMM systems have experienced, things they've gotten out of it, positive, negative, whatever the case may be. So I guess I'd like to start off first with you maybe introducing yourself with a little bit of your background, and then we can get into a couple of general questions that you can feel free to answer any way you like.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm Richard. I'm based over in the UK. I'm a music producer. I have an interest in all things sort of to do with the mind anyway. It's kind of a passion of mine. So when I happened across your system, I was pretty interested in that. I thought maybe this can help me with various things that I've suffered with in the past. I did a radio show before, and believe it or not, I used to suffer hugely, hugely with bad nerves. I mean, I've played in live bands and things like that as well. I always had bad nerve problems, things like that. So everything I've tried to do, I've kind of been media based and music based and performance based, and I've always suffered with nerves. And it's kind of stretched through every part of my life as I've gone along. And so I mean, that's really me. I'm performance, media, music based, that kind of stuff. I'm a family man, lots of friends, all the rest of it. Just a normal kind of everyday guy, but with an interest in the mind. And that's how I came across your stuff. So that's it. It's not much more complicated than that, Murray, I'm
Well,
afraid.
that's quite nicely put. If you don't mind me asking, approximately how long have you been using the TMM recordings for?
Well, it was just before Christmas of 2008, I believe it was. Testing the old memory there. it was. I've got to be honest, it feels like I've just always had it, but it was just before Christmas, I think, yes.
Okay, so you're looking at about 6 months.
Yes, I'll leave you to do the maths there, yes.
Yeah, math was never my strong suit either, but I guess an estimate is as good as anything. How would you say you use it? Do you use it every day, every other day, a few times a week, a few times a month? What would be your general usage pattern?
My usage pattern would be, I would suggest every night that I remember, which is most nights, to be fair. And through the day, I use various different bits and bobs, the subliminal things I tend to have playing in the background quite a lot. I suppose, as with most people, when they take things like headache pills and all the rest of it, I use them probably more when I feel I need it now. And I tend to feel I need it when when I haven't done it as much as I probably should have done, according to my of course, according to my own sort of. The usage patterns, if you like. So, but I feel the best when I use it every day. I like to use it every day, and I like to squeeze as much of it in as I possibly can, whenever I possibly can, because it's nice.
Well, that's certainly nice to hear. That kind of leads into my next question, anyway. Approximately how long would you say after using the system at first did you begin to notice effects that you might attribute to the use of your recordings and that you feel were the first step towards something maybe on a more permanent basis?
Well, I have to say, obviously using it just before Christmas, I'm sure anybody who, of course, celebrates Christmas will attest to family gatherings. And so, I mean, I love my family to bits. We all have a great laugh, but obviously, the stress and the pressure that Christmas puts everybody under. I'm always the running around and driving and all the rest of it. So not I don't get to use the normal relaxation methods most people use over Christmas. So I found that I started hammering Eden Energy straight away, and I noticed an instant difference in how much calmer and patient I was over the Christmas period, and how much more I enjoyed being out and about. And the energy that I had, because I do, we have quite an extended family, so I do a lot of running around. I know it's only a small country, but there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic and stuff. So
Sure.
the whole kind of going from place to place to place to place every day for a few days usually really takes it out of me. But I found that using, and I'll be specific with Eden Energy here, because that was the one that really got me through Christmas and allowed me to enjoy it with a far more calmer state. And in fact, I had somebody decide to reverse into my car on Boxing Day as well. And when I found that out as well, usually, I've got to be honest here, I'm a creative person. That's my excuse. I have a creative temperament, and that's also an excuse. So, I managed to deal with the whole situation far more calmly and balanced than I usually would have. So I noticed effects pretty instantaneously, I have to be honest. And excuse me. From that moment on, I realised that it had come just at the right time, and I got to put it to the test. Under, well, they're not stressful circumstances, let's be honest, but under testing circumstances where I'd usually be very tired and quite run down, I managed to get through it quite easily and thoroughly enjoyed it, probably far more than I have previous years with all the running around and stuff that I tend to do. So I noticed benefits pretty much instantaneously. I know you're quite honest, you know, on your websites and stuff and in the instructions, and say that, you know, it might take longer. But for me, I've got to put my hands up and be honest and say, for me, it was pretty much straight away. I think it was meant to be for me, if you like. Something I obviously needed.
Do you have a history of meditation at all?
I have a history of trying. No, I don't. I mean, it was only about, what? A couple of years ago. I mean, my friend had suggested to me about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. He said to me, he said, "Rich, really benefit from trying this stuff out." And I was like, "Mate, as far as I'm concerned, I was a bit of a party animal. I worked in the service industry. I worked late nights. I was always very extrovert and out there and all the rest of it. And, you know, that was something I did to keep everything ticking over while I was doing all my other media projects and stuff. So I was always on the go. So the prospect of me doing meditation, you know, just out there, mate.
Yeah,
just no chance at all. And again, my friend who was trying to tell me to do it was, oh dear, I respected his, I had nothing against it, and I said, sure. I'm sure it works, but I had visions, as most people do, I suppose, of sitting there in an orange outfit and, you know, shouting om and all that kind of stuff, right. You know, and requiring lots and lots of effort and everything else. And I just thought, I haven't got the time to learn this. So it was only really a couple of years ago when I started to explore it, meditation specifically, this is. And I didn't have a great amount of success, I have to. I felt better, but nothing, you know, nothing major, but just a little bit of experimentation. That was all, really.
Okay. So nothing that you really would say Quantum Mind Power products or TMM really accentuated. It's more kind of got you going with it.
I would say so. I mean, I have, like I said, I have experimented with it a bit. But in terms of having something that, because it's a busy world and everybody's always got so many things to think about and do.
That's true.
To sit there with the discipline to do meditation by yourself is something that, excuse me, a lot of people understandably find difficult and don't even consider for that reason. I mean, obviously I had an interest in it when I, you know, happened across your product, but the aspect of actually getting down and doing it every day, you know, very, very methodically, if you like, in that respect, I don't do it every day I'd like to, but in terms of the different kinds of meditation and the different things you can do, this has made it far easier. Mm-hmm. I can't even really put into words how much easier it makes it to stick some headphones on and disappear off for a little while and come back far less fuzzy headed, you know, all that mind fog kind of gone.
Sure.
And, you know, all the rest of it. So whether or not you can say I had an interest in it and really wanted it to work, so whether that's why it works so much faster for me than perhaps, you know, other people might experience faster, who knows, but for me personally, I recognized enough that it was something that was beneficial, that's for sure, but I really wanted something that was going to help me nail it, do you know what I mean,
right.
And really get to grips with it and enjoy it, and also be able to carry it through the day as well, rather than it just being half an hour here, half an hour there, you know, with
right.
No real long-term benefits, something that was going to create a habitual new state of mind for me, really, okay. Is what I was after. So, well, that answers your question.
Yeah, it certainly does. It actually, and it leads me right into my next question.
Well, that's good.
I'd like you, if you could, to describe benefits, like the specific benefits that you perceive you may have received from your use of the system. And if you had circumstances where people other than yourself pointed things out to you, that might be interesting to hear about as well, if you've heard that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm far calmer. I've got to be honest. I'm far more balanced in my own perspective. I have a greater positive mindset. It's kind of motivated me to look into other methods of like keeping your brain in check through the day, if you like, when you haven't got your headphones on.
Right.
I've really found it's anything else I've really tried to do, whether it be learning new things, creativity, whatever it is, it seems to kind of, I don't know, it accentuates it. It helps it. Do you know what I mean? It seems to support anything that you want to do, really, to be perfectly honest. It's really stimulated an interest in furthering myself a lot more. And I look down at more things that I can do about keeping my own mind in check on a conscious level by my own consciousness, if you like, being in charge of it. And it facilitates that because it shuts everything else up, really, is the best way I could suggest it. Family have commented on how much calm and balanced I am nowadays. As I've said, the creative temperament. I know it's
a little unbridled at one point, was it?
Well, yes. Well, I'm not saying it's an excuse. It's not. I'm creative, and that's what I'm standing by.
Yeah.
But I have to use that less and less, let's say. So, yeah, I mean, you know, as everybody does, I've gone through stuff and all the rest of it, and you carry it along, and I'm looking at different ways of, you know, dealing with that as you go along. But this really facilitates all of that. A lot of people have noticed changes in how much calmer I am, how much more balanced I am, positive, focused, all the rest of it. And okay. It obviously builds as well. It builds over time, and confidence and comes with that as well. But a calm, natural confidence, not a sort of cockiness or anything like
right,
that.
It's
a more natural, balanced, you know, quiet confidence.
Have you noticed anything in the area of manifestation, like whether it be personal, business, or potential for the future?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I actually, one of the things that stemmed my interest in meditation was looking into manifestation. And it was very stop, start, and all the rest of it. But being able to actually have that point where you can think positively, it's not much more than that though, obviously, but when you have the power of your mind back, there's so much other stuff going on, it's using so much of your energy or wherever it works,
right?
I mean, can't put time to know, you know, but when that's taken away, it's almost like, you know, when you're driving along with a car and you got the radio blasting and windscreen wipers on, the heat is on, everything else, you know, it's drawing your energy away without you really realizing it. You just see your fuel gauge going down faster. So that's
sure.
Kind of how I was feeling all the time. But it frees up more of your mind to do with it as you see fit. And as long as you put the right methods of practice in, I mean, it's no good doing this and then spending all your effort all day thinking negatively.
That's it, exactly.
You know what I mean? But it is more of an effort to think that way. Once you start doing this regularly, you just feel better in yourself. And yeah, I mean, we've, you know, our little family's just got a nice new car and things like that. So, you know,
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because, you know, there's a lot of people in what is being called a bad economy. I'm not so sure I believe that, to be honest. I know certain people go through ebbs and tides in their life. I mean, I have myself, and I never had the luxury of calling it a bad economic time for me to lose a job in the past. But, you know, these things happen. There's adjustments economically that occur and technologically that occur all the time. And sometimes we're, you know, kind of shoehorned out of one position and then back into another one that maybe we weren't prepared for. But one of the things I wanted to get out to people is that when they put themselves into a different frame of mind via the TMM recordings, as an example of one way to do that, then you open up opportunities that perhaps you may not have been aware of.
I would even go so far as to say, because I've had this conversation with, I have some quite you know, I can't think of the right word, some sort of open-minded thinking friends, if you like. And one of them said to me the other day, you know, it's about a balance, and when it swings too far one way, it's got to come back, and if it swings too far the other, it's got to come back. And it's just the realignment period. And there's a lot of people I know now who are actually looking at it, going, thinking more positively. And I actually see now as an opportunity. I mean, if there's something people have wanted to do, you know, I look at it now, and this is testament, by the way, to everything that we're talking about with the, you know, the TMM and everything else. Once you get into this state of mind, you begin to see that this is the point where, okay, these things have happened, they've already happened, and we can either carry on happening with them, or we can stand back and stop being carried along by the tide of what everybody thinks is going to happen and therefore does. And we can look for opportunities. I think sometimes, not always, I think sometimes you can create your own opportunities, but other times you're so bogged down in what's going on around you that you actually miss ones that are staring you straight in the face. And oh, I look back and I tell you, some of the things I look back and I think, oh, I've missed that opportunity and I missed that one. And they were staring me straight in the face. I mean, if I hadn't had them, I wouldn't be doing this interview now, or maybe wouldn't have found this. So goodness knows what may or may not have happened, but that's all conjecture, obviously. But in terms of, like, now, you can't look like that. You know, we've all got problems. We've got them here. You know, but it's not about, that's life, you know, that it's not about living in your problems. It's about looking for the opportunities that are arising. If you can't see any, begin to try to make your own, you know. And it does, and what's amazing about manifestation and things like that is it works. And I still haven't got my head around it. And instead of now trying to understand it, I just accept it and say, well, I can't understand really how this works, why it works, but it does.
Yeah.
And it works. It works when you're in a positive frame of mind, when you're in a, without wanting to get all, you know, soppy, I'm a lad after all, you know. But when you know, you feel you have a bit more love in your life, you have a bit more happiness in your life, and you shouldn't be ashamed to have these kind of, you know, emotions, which I guess I was for a while, to be honest with you. So, you know, but being able to open up to the happiness and allow it in is a big thing, huge thing. And I think a lot of people get caught up. My advice would be to switch off to everything that is going on now, you know, in terms of, and just make sure that you put yourself in the right frame of mind. There's plenty of stuff out there to help you do it. This TMM stuff facilitates anything you want to do massively, in my opinion. I can't speak highly enough of it, to be perfectly honest, and I'm shouting from the rooftops about it. I'm just really happy to have found it. And you know you hear a lot of rubbish around and people shout you, you know, blah blah blah, but for me, genuinely, you know, I have a little one and a partner. We like I say, we've had problems and it's put stress on in our lives, and this has really helped us deal with it in a big way. And for that, it's given us a huge amount of our life back. And you know, I just, and as well as that, it's nice, you know. It's not like popping some sort of vitamin pill to make you feel better that just tastes like crud or anything, you know, like that, or, you know, mud or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, there's an ad for a cough syrup in Canada. I think it's called Buckley's Mixture. And their ad is, oh, it tastes lousy, but it works.
Well, that's fantastic, honest advertising.
Yeah,
but
I can say,
hand on heart, that this isn't like that. You know, it's not like going out into your garden and foraging and putting branches and bark in a saucepan, which I'll be honest, we've tried before with something slightly different when we were looking into like the some of the Chinese medicine and stuff. It's lovely, it's great, really works. But you know, you don't have to go to all that effort. You know, you stick it on your cans, the headphones, sorry, or musician speak there. You stick it on your headphones and it does the business. You just sit back, relax, and allow it to help you. You know, you've got to take responsibility for the rest, for the time when you haven't got it on, but it certainly makes it an awful lot easier. Awful lot easier. I can't, like I say, you can hear it in my voice. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay. I just, in fact, I still get little twinges of nerves, not much. So I actually put an Alpha Flight on just before I did this to make sure I was nice and, you know, nice and relaxed. It's easy for it to creep up as well. Let's be honest. It can creep up on you. You have a bad day. You get back. You think, oh, I'm shattered. I should just go to bed. Before you know where you are, you know, you've fallen asleep. My cat does it to me. She comes and lies at night, purrs and knocks me out. And I wake up in the morning going, I wanted to do the flipping.
Actually, you know, there's some evidence that a cat's purr helps the healing of bones.
Yes, absolutely. I'd had a look into
vibration is vibration, and sound is certainly vibration.
Well, they do relax you. I mean, if you think about it, the cat purring has a rhythmic tone, and it is relaxing. You know, and this is. I mean, it obviously doesn't sound like a cat purring, but it's a similar sort of thing in many ways. Like a friend of mine, I actually showed it to some people.
And I've actually had some people ask me to simulate that in a recording.
A cat's
purr, and people can actually put the headphones like this, roll them out flat, and stick it on their belly, or if they have a knee injury or bone issues, and they've said, you know, I believe that frequency helps heal bones. Can you make a recording for me that's like a cat's purr, and then we can just put the headphones directly on the injured area and let the vibrations do their thing and heal me faster. I don't know any medical evidence to back that up, but hey, you know, I don't see how it's going to hurt anybody.
Well, no, I mean, stranger things have happened, let's be honest. Yeah. And I mean,
you want to hear one stranger thing that happened?
Go on.
Listening to ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba and hearing all the nice comments you're making. So there you go. There's a stranger thing can happen.
Well, Lucas, I can't. I've got to be honest. I mean, and I'll give you a flip side of this coin as well, just to give a balanced perspective, whether you want to hear it or not.
I definitely want to hear it. I want people who are listening to this to have an honest appraisal. They shouldn't get just all positive and then it looks like I'm paying you guys to say things.
Well, I mean, you can pay me if you want, but I can assure you, I'm sure everybody's listening is not. But there was when I first started, the system, as it were. I actually found, so you can all be aware of this. Be aware of this because this is just a balanced perspective to show you. It's like I loved Eden Energy, as I explained, for the Christmas period, but I found Neural Synergy at first for the first 2 or 3 weeks was I was waking up. I'll be honest, quite moody, and I thought, what's all this about? And It was bringing up a few things I wasn't entirely happy about, and I thought, well, so I left it alone, and I had the whole shebang I did. So I tried Schumann, and I found that Schumann had the opposite effect. Now, obviously, I'm an audio engineer, and I can tell roughly they don't seem a million miles apart in their frequency. They don't, that to me.
You mean from Schumann to Neural Synergy?
Neural Synergy, yeah.
1.83 hertz.
Oh, so not far at all.
Nope. I mean, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's 1.83 times a second more the Schumann resonance meditation blinks sound on and off.
And for anybody who hasn't got an idea about that from an audio engineering point of view, where I am, if you listen to Schumann and Neural Synergy, and you can't really tell a difference, put those two on and then listen to Digital Coffee and you'll tell a difference. So it's the thing for me was, it was Schumann, and I don't really understand why. I mean, I had a look at this, what is it, the Earth's Magnetic Field Resonance or something, is it? Well, for some reason, actually, yes, manifestation. Schumann, brilliant for me. As soon as I started listening to Schumann, little magical things were happening through the day that were so obviously unusual, and they kind of stood out. It's almost as if they had a frame around them, and it was like, that wouldn't usually happen, and that has, and that wouldn't usually happen, and that has. And I'd practiced a bit with manifestation before, so I was looking at, because I'd got to a point in my life before I started looking into manifestation and meditation a couple of years ago where I had to try something. So I thought, that sounds that bizarre that people couldn't be going out there shouting and screaming about this if he didn't have something behind it, because they'd soon be made out to look complete fools. So I thought, I'll give that a try because that sounds bizarre. So and I'd had mixed results, but it certainly began to change my life early on. So, you know, anybody who hasn't practiced that, have a go because it's fun. But the in terms of Schumann, he kind of did it effortlessly, and I cannot even now put my finger on how that happens, really. I know it's to something to do with the frequencies that matching up with the Earth's magnetic field and everything, but how that equates to finding things you want in the shop. I can't tell you where the link, there's a link missing somewhere.
Well, there are some people who believe that there's something called the universal consciousness.
I mean, I'm
say that that universal consciousness is in tuned to the blanket of magnetic field that surrounds the Earth.
To be honest, I mean, nowadays, I do, myself personally, I do, and I have had periods, particularly, again, when listening to this stuff, where you're supposed to notice a sort of a drop, a click, or a kind of an alignment. It's like a switch within yourself that goes, turns on, and it's like you just feel something unusual. And I've had experiences like that. But even now, having experienced it, I still can't explain it. But Schumann, like I say, is separate from all that. I mean, obviously, it's probably the same thing, but in terms of how it functioned,
mm-hmm.
when I put it on the next day, there was no... I'm not saying to everybody out there, by the way, just stick Schumann on and everything's going to go brilliantly for you. But what I'm saying is I put Schumann on, and the next day, all I can say is what I experienced, is that little magical things started to happen through the day. And I listened to that for about 3 weeks, and I revisited Neural Synergy. It might have been a bit longer than that, actually, to be fair. And then Neural Synergy seemed to work. And that's when I began to understand it's a program. That's when I began to understand it's a whole. They are, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts of this program. And when I started using them, then mixing them up more, I began to find that using them all together was when I got the most beneficial effects from them.
I want to thank you for saying that. A lot of people tend to stick with the brainwave-only tracks exclusively and even just like one or the other on a regular basis, and then they wonder why they're not getting exactly what they're looking for. And you really need, you know, this program, unlike so much flotsam, if I can use that word, out here on the internet, is actually put together over a number of years, based on actual neural science, based on actual science, and even medical science and neurochemical science. So everything is designed to work in its own way on its own, but when it works in unison with everything else involved in the system, that's when it's designed to work its best. It's kind of like buying a brand new car and taking the engine out and sticking it on a baby carriage.
You go fast.
Yeah, you may or may not go fast, but your handling's not going to be so good, you know. So it is designed to be used as a complete platform rather than just like one little brick. Use that brick and ignore everything else.
Well, I mean, what I've discovered is, for me personally, I think it's such a the mind is and the brain, they're so personal to us all that how everybody uses it is going to be very different. And I don't think you can have one set protocol for one particular person that will fit everybody. I think my personal opinion in the way I've used it is I found I've naturally got into a rhythm of understanding which bits of it I need and when. And I also still ignore myself sometimes. And that's when you realize you trip up and you start to understand how you become so tuned into your own intuition that you understand which ones you need. It's like if I tend to go like of an evening, if I go Neural Synergy for a week, by the end, this is me personally again, remember people listening, that if I go for a week just doing Neural Synergy, by the end of the week I'll start to have a really sort of odd experiences. Whereas when I mix it up, and I mix up like Schumann and Neural Synergy and Eden Energy and the sublimate, and I put them all together, whatever's going on in my head, because it's all going to be different for everybody, whatever's that suits the point that I'm at. And it does evolve and it does move around. And I find that I just have to follow my own intuition on what feels right to do at that time. And they kind of all seem to do slightly different things for me personally. So then I'm beginning to understand which bits work for me according to what I need and when. And that for me is brilliant, because there isn't a bit missing, if you like. There isn't a day where I go, oh, I'm tired today, there's nothing I can do. I can do Digital Coffee or Alpha Flight or Eden Energy. And if I'm, I got so tired, I'd run myself into the ground a few weeks ago, and Eden Energy would always pick me up and I'd leave me feeling, you know, ooh, you know, all lovely and calm, but focused and energized. And I actually went through about 3 days of doing Eden Energy early on in the evening, and I'm quite a late night man. And it actually put me to, it's put me out like a light, and I just had, I couldn't get up. I'd fallen asleep in my clothes.
Yeah,
and,
there's a line that I have in the manual that says, and I think it's on our website as well, you get what you need when you need it. So just because it woke you up a million times and then 3 times it put you out, I think you needed to be put out.
I absolutely
and
did.
And you know that, like on some level, your own consciousness knows that or subconsciousness knows that. So you're getting what you need out of it.
Well, trust me, when I woke up and I was still dressed, I thought I consciously knew it as well. So my conscious was telling me exactly the same thing. It was a case of I clearly needed it. I needed the rest. It was obvious I needed the rest. And I put it on to try and wake me up. And it was stupid because I had no energy left. I needed sleep. And I thought, you know, it was going to work some sort of miracle and defy all of the laws of science. But it was built, from what I can gather, based around good science. And therefore, to try and get it to defy the laws of science and, you know, wake me up when my body desperately needed sleep, it was going to do what was best for me.
It did
exactly that.
And because keep in mind, it's you're doing what's best for you, despite your conscious choice to do what isn't best. You know, I've been putting the final touches in the development on this product and initiating a brand new technology along with it as well. I can tell you that my sleeping habits have been lousy. And in the past, before, you know, QMP or TMM or any of the other stuff that I've learned, I just, big deal. I'll work on it. You know, I'll see what I can do. Well, you know what? Now I'm getting to bed at a reasonable hour. And it's not a matter of I'm going to try to, I'm going to blah, 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 blah. You know, my body is paying a price. I'm feeling the effects. And, you know, am I just going to keep killing myself and making it worse and worse and worse? Or am I going to smarten up and go, okay, it's enough of this trying. It's enough of this. I'm going to work on it. It's how about I'm going to do it now? You know, and in the past, I was putting through my head, an emergency release valve, which was I'm going to try. I'm going to work on it, which gives me a way to fail, right? Because if I fail, it's, well, I was trying and working on it. It didn't happen all well. But now I say I'm going to do it. And I believe that that's due to this as well, for me, you know.
Well, I mean, what's good, listening to you there, is to hear that you have personally experienced it yourself. And I suppose, really, to be honest, when you're looking at something, you want to be looking at somebody who's experienced that kind of thing and is honest enough to admit that they've experienced that kind of thing and say to everybody else out there, you know, me and all the rest of the people listening now, you know, I've gone through things like that as well. You know, I still, even now, I'm still learning.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot of mistakes us humans can make.
That is very
true.
You know,
and it can take a little while to get through them. And I'm just happy that I've got, you know, people to talk to like you and other people because, you know, you guys don't understand how valuable you are to me and to the development of future products, but to me personally as well. And, you know, allowing me through a mirroring to kind of see myself. And I understand now that, you know what, it is time now for me to stop trying to get to sleep at a reasonable habit. You know, these systems don't stop you from doing things necessarily. They don't stop you from having bad things happen to you. I'd like to think what they do is they allow your reaction to be much more constructive so that you can recover faster, you can smarten up faster. We're human beings. We're going to do stupid things, okay? But if we learn from them, that's good. If we don't learn from them, that's when there's a problem.
Well, the thing is, I would say, I mean, I'm on my journey through this. You know, I've got quite a strong interest in this now. And, you know, I try and help people around me and kind of show open the door like somebody did for me to a almost like another world that's out there. It's like you step across. It's very Matrix-y. I don't know if you've ever seen the pills, the two pills. I can't remember how it goes now. It's been ages since I've seen it, but it is very much like that. And you've got kind of this, I always visualize it as like a line, and I just I was this side of it, you know, on left, if you like. I was the left
Sure.
side of it, and I just took a step across to the right side. And occasionally, you know, for some reason, I fall back into the left side of it, and I'm like, and it's almost like hot lava. I'm jumping around because I don't like it there anymore. So I just do as much as I can to jump back onto the other side again. And the strange thing is, for people who are just setting out on this journey, if you like, what I can say to you is, be prepared for what you see, because when you stand out, it's coin a phrase, outside of the box, and you look into it, you realize how many people are stuck in the box and these invisible four walls around them, and well, six technically, I suppose, if it's a box, but you realize how many people are just kind of stuck in that life, and you have this inbuilt desire then, a compassion, I suppose, in many ways, to help them out of it, to show, look, that this isn't the way life really has to be.
I like this business. It's a nice, it seems to be a natural theme where if someone is being helped themselves, they want to share that.
Yeah, well, I do. I mean, for example, I mean, I hope you don't mind, actually, but I showed a friend of mine one of your other things the other day, because they were, and this is just again to show, I wanted the, you know, you're talking to some people who've never even heard of this kind of stuff.
Right.
So I wanted to, and I've told you already, I've got the whole kit and caboodle of it. I have, and I should be getting the rest of it just as soon as you let, you know, as soon as I find out when all this new stuff's coming out. So what it was is they had a lot of problems. I'll keep it. I don't want to really go into too many personal details, but they'd had a lot of problems sleeping.
Right.
With a nightmares, all the rest of it. So I was telling them about it, and I just offered them good night's sleep well to try out for them, just to see if it helped them and
sure.
Show them what it does. And boom, I had a text message the following day saying, best night's sleep in years.
No. That warms my heart to hear that kind of stuff.
Now that person had been through a horrid time and had terrible, terrible nightmares. And actually, my own little one was having really bad nightmares. And she used to wake up, as most kids do, she's waking up two or three times through the night. So I put my one set of my audio speakers in her room and just put good night's sleep well on every night. And now she's complete. She woke up the next day saying, she didn't remember. I said, how you feel? She goes, I don't remember my dreams or anything. I was like,
Oh,
okay. I said, do you feel better? She went, well, the funny thing is, she goes, I didn't wake up. I don't remember my nightmares or anything. And I thought, well, that's brilliant. At first, I wasn't sure if she was telling me it was good or bad. I couldn't.
Yeah.
She was saying, now she likes it on every night. I mean, every night I'm like, you put it on, Dad. Put it on, Dad. Yeah, all right. So I get that, you know. But
well, it's nice to get a new generation walking with the flag as well.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves it, and I mean, that's like I say, it's different parts of it seem to work in different ways for different people. It just depends on what you need. You know, some people like me, I don't need all that much help sleeping, so I don't tend to use it. What I like to do is I need help being a bit calmer through the day when stress hits me. And
right.
I find when I do it the following day, you know, neurosynergy. I considering where I started with it for the first 3 or 4 weeks, I'll be honest with you, Murray, I wasn't really keen on it. I love energy and all the rest of them, but that for me was like a challenge. But now, I love it. And I'm a bit of a bass monster, so I love the, I think it's Isochronic 1. It's
nice and low. That's my favorite too, personally.
I love it. It just rumbles through me. And I did it actually the other night. And, excuse me, I did it the other night. And for the first time, I think this was really, I had this kind of head fuzz. Nice, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very nice. And I mean, I'm usually wiped out quite early on. I've got to be honest, when I put Schumann and stuff on, it's, you know, it doesn't take very long before I'm wiped out. But I was trying to force myself to sleep because I had to be up early the next morning. I wasn't going to get much sleep. And when I'm in that state, I can't tend to put myself to sleep quickly. So I had Neurosynergy on. And it just sent my head, oh, lovely it was. Really nice, this fuzzy, warm, tingly sort of, it's nice anyway. And it doesn't feel unnatural. It doesn't feel like, you know, drunk or anything like that. It's nothing like that, but it's just this natural kind of fuzzy warmth, and it's ever so nice. That's lovely, that is. And I think there's another friend of mine actually bought the system, and after I was raving about it to him, and he was having sort of tingles and things like that. And you know, Danny, now as I understand it, I don't really proclaim to understand it that much, but you know, I do tend to research it as much as I can, and that's, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's something to do with blood flow and nerves and things like that. I don't really
blood
understand
flow, state of mind as well. Tingling is a general effect of people going into a very deep relaxation. They'll notice it in their extremities, usually first, toes, feet, fingers, hands.
Yeah, it
nose.
Was back he had it, I think, back and over his head. So yep. Yeah, it's just, yeah. But so there's all sorts of weird and wonderful things that the mind can do that we really don't know much about yet. And
that's
discovering
right.
Discovering it for yourself is a wonderful thing, and it's such a natural thing. It's there, it's happening. When it happens, it just feels right.
Well, that's,
and then you recognize how kind of, I don't know, it's everything else kind of, well, other things tend to grate then, and you think, oh, but it's easier to just step back and step out of it. And also, let me tell you, a bit bossy there, but
that's okay. It's helped to make you more assertive. There's nothing wrong with that either.
That's right. No, I don't think I needed any help with that. I think I needed calm assertiveness. But the when you're trying to help, like the family, I like to help my family and my friends out. And when you're trying to help them, you know, I didn't always have the patience if I was trying to help them and they didn't want, well, they wanted help, but they were worried about me or whatever. I get quite ratty with them and say, just let me get on with it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm far more, I'm calmer about that now. It's still a working process, and only 6 months in or whatever you worked out it was. But the aspect of being able to be calm and you're in a circumstance where kind of other people begin to maybe lose their head, and you can be that one that is calm. Okay, you might not be able to convince your family to do it. You probably will want to, like I am. It's not always the best way forward. Some people are open to it naturally, some people aren't. The best way I've found is for people to start noticing the changes in you, and then they become interested and they want to know what you're doing.
Right.
And you know, that's maybe the time, or just you begin to follow your intuition and know what to say and when to try and help the people you want to try and help, whatever. I mean, or just helping yourself again, follow that same bit of intuition.
Yeah,
but
by example, right?
Yeah, exactly. But your calmer state, a more relaxed state, a more balanced state, you know, you're just generally more in kilter than out of kilter. And
right.
in the present environment, it's very easy to kind of lose it. And because there's a lot of stress people out there, and I used to lose me rag, you know, road rage, things like all that kind of stuff, you know, shouting at people from the safety of my car, obviously. But now, I mean,
windows, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, big home man. But it's not the, you know, I'm just not the same in that respect anymore. And anybody like me who may have been worried about, you know, losing themselves by doing things like this and becoming less of themselves, that's really just because, from my experience, you've become associated to who you think you are, and really living life in your emotional state, where in actual fact it's not really the true essence of who you may well be. And clearing the mind fog and clearing the mind chatter, we all get it, you know, and all that kind of nonsense. Once you start to clear it out and you can start to think clearly, and when you can think clearly, you can make choices about how you want to think. And if you could take away all of the stress, everything in your life, and just push it to one side, and you could live and think exactly how you wanted to live and think and be, you know, it gives you an opportunity to begin to bring that out. That's your responsibility. You know, that's you've got to do that for yourself in many respects. But this facilitates that hugely. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of a good metaphor for it, really. It's sort of like it clears out the mind, you know, and it declutters, it helps declutter it and sweeps it to one side and then away, and you know, you just allow something else to flourish and build, and it's really up to you what you want to build then, I would suggest it from my personal experience. And I know what I wanted from my life, and I know what I wanted to be and all the rest of it, and I'm an awful lot closer to that now than I was 6 months ago. That's absolutely for sure, a definite given. And you can go out there, and I've researched this, and you know, I've researched a lot of different products and looked into them, and that, oh god blimey, the prices you can pay, it's just ridiculous. You know, people are getting rinsed. And you know, I've tried different bits and bobs and all the rest of it, and like I say, nothing was so profoundly easy to use for the results that you get. Is this not just doesn't compare? Simples. There's an advert over here with
really. well, Richard, I have to say that like so many of the people I've talked to, you're so generous with your time. Everybody talks like, yeah, I've got 15, 20 minutes, and now we're on 45, 46 minutes, and I feel like I'm abusing you a little bit here.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
but I do want to let you know that I'm very, very, very grateful to you for taking all the time and for sharing everything you've shared, right, left, middle, top, bottom, inside, outside, with everybody here. I think it's going to be very valuable for a lot of people.
Well, I think at the end of the day, when I consider the amount of time that I've got in terms of, you know, the more pleasurable time of life in life that I've gotten as a result of doing this and it facilitating other things that I'm doing as well, the time that that's given me, you know, this little segment that I've kind of given back, if you like, in quotes, it really is minuscule in comparison to what I've already gotten and what I will get from the future, from what you've spent God knows how many years researching and developing. So, you know, it's the least I could do, really, to be quite frank about it.
Well, it's definitely appreciated, and I just want you to know that you're appreciated. And you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who might have been sitting on the fence who, after hearing you, will realize that there is a money-back guarantee and they really owe it to themselves to give it a shot.
And, you know, at the end of the day, there's been one or two things I've needed help with. And, you know, you've been at the end of an email for me. And, you know, I know you're good to your word on everything. And, you know, the product itself, once you get using it, you know, give it. I just say to people out there, you know, if you get one of them that kind of starts to bring stuff up and you feel a bit, ooh, you know what I mean? Just maybe switch to one of the others, or just follow intuition. But just if it doesn't work for you straight away, just give it a bit of time. Some of it for me hit me straight away. Other bits of it took a bit more time to work into a routine. But once it gets into your routine and all the rest of it, it just becomes part of your daily routine, and it becomes just part of your life, and it is now just part of my life, and it's part of my family's life, you know, my partner and my little one, and nothing gets near my little one, nothing gets near my little one without me. I'm sure people have realised that, you know, I may have been a bit bolshy in the past and all the rest of it, so very protective over my nipper, and nothing gets near her without me looking at it and testing it out and everything first like that. So for me to allow her to do it is a big, big thing for me. So it's, you know, it's just testament to how I feel about it, really. And looking forward to lots more stuff coming out from your little research laboratory or whatever it is you've got over there. I've got visions of you with big mad white hair and everything like that.
Oh yeah, and bulging eyes and a white lab coat.
That's it.
Big electrodes going through an open roof into the sky waiting for the next electrical storm.
That's right.
So, well, you know what? You're very, very welcome. I hope you're looking forward. The new product's going to have a new technology called triliminals.
Oh, yes.
Which are, if I don't mind saying myself, awesome.
Very
and,
good.
You'll like them. Everyone who finds out about them and uses them will like them too, I'm sure. And again, thank you.
All I'd say is just enjoy it and follow your own. Follow your own instincts and your intuition, and that's what I did, and I haven't looked back since. So, you know, I'm well happy that I decided to get it, and that's so it's It's top notch, mate. Can't say any more than that.
Okay, well, thank you very much and have a great night.